Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. All things ACC kickoff of this week from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we've got some great guests still to come today, including the head coach of the UVA Cavaliers, Tony Elliott. But joining us right now to talk all things Commanders, because it's 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander on AWOD Radio.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
For a training camp update, we go to Ashburn, Virginia, and our buddy Linnell Willingham. What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, Adam? How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good here, and of course, the story is Terry McLaurin, but let's focus in on the guys that are on the field, Deebo Samuel, and the rest of the wide receivers. What did you see today at training camp?
I think to quickly touch on Terry McLaurin, it's a pretty unique situation in terms of the way these negotiations have gone. I still continue to believe that we're still pretty long ways away from something getting done. I still think all options are on the table, including, you know, Terry getting an extension done, including Terry requesting a trade. Now, whether or not the team honors Terry's trade request is a whole nother conversation, but I do think we're at a point where you can start to feel the angst and panic rise amongst folks when talking about this. But behind him is what's interesting at that spot. Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, just to name a few that were around, you know, last year. I think Deebo Samuel, to me, I've said it, you know, since they first acquired him, I feel like he is going to be the guy, even if Terry McLaurin was out there, I think he was going to be the guy that led this team in total touches and touchdowns when you think about what he could do from the wide receiver spot and then how he could be used as well as a running back. But I think all in all, this is a wide receiver group that still has a lot to prove. Noah Brown not starting on PUP, but definitely working his way back from injury. Didn't really see him do too much today at all. One guy that has stood out, free agent Ja'Cory Brooks out of the University of Louisville, dating back to the spring, is someone that stood out in this wide receiver group. I know Dan Quinn, you know, highlighted Luke McCaffrey at the podium, and whenever, you know, coach does that, you're probably doing something right, so I think he'll have opportunity as well.
Linnell Willingham with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check him out on 106.7 The Fan. Check him out on the Team 980 and his training camp coverage, Nell_BTP. So, you know, Linnell, I'd love to ask you, where were your eyes at training camp? Where was the focus for you today?
Because there are no pads on, I spent a lot of time looking at the wide receivers and corners, as well as the quarterbacks. Because really, you know, what you could take away from this session is how fluid those guys look and, you know, what they're able to accomplish during the session. So that was really where I spent most of my time watching the DBs and the wide receivers. I'll say this, first play of 11-on-11, it's Jaden Daniels, Deebo Samuel for a 30-yard touchdown. So, like, that's what you expect to see from that combination. I think, like I alluded to a moment ago, man, those two are going to have a pretty special season together, and I'm excited to see, you know, what Deebo Samuel is ultimately able to bring to the table.
What were your takeaways from Jaden Daniels speaking to the media, as well as what you saw on the field, other than, I mean, that beautiful touchdown to Deebo Samuel? That's exactly what you want to see. But, you know, does he look like a 10-year veteran in a guy who's in a year two body?
Yeah, he just, even dating back to last year, getting to see him up close in person for the first time, like, there's just kind of, as you alluded to, there's just the maturity about him and the way that he carries himself and the way that he goes about his business. Very workmanlike out there. I thought, you know, today he was damn near flawless in terms of the decision-making, the ball placement, the accuracy, picking right up where he left off last year. I think the key for Jaden is going to be something that he actually spoke about earlier. With an improved offensive line, will you be able to trust that group? Down the stretch, I think anybody that watched would agree with me that Jaden Daniels did not really trust the offensive line down the stretch. It's why you saw a major uptick in his rushing numbers, because he wasn't hanging in the pocket as long. He was escaping a little bit too soon, not keeping the eyes down through. That's something he spoke about earlier today. And for him to be that self-aware and understand that that's an area that he has to get better at, I just think it speaks to, you know, how special he is going to be and what type of, you know, individual, you know, he is going to be for the entirety of his career. He just gets it. Never too high, never too low. All of the, you know, cliche phrases that we use to describe a franchise quarterback, he embodies it, man. You know, the one thing that's also impressive, and they drilled this stuff, so it's no coincidence that he's good at it, Adam, but, like, the Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson thing, like, where you're throwing from different arm angles and you're looking like you're throwing sidearm passes at times, man. He is just gotten so much more creative, and you saw it over the course of last year with the releases, and I think this year you'll see more of that. I'm just excited to see, you know, how much better he is with an improved offensive line and more time to, you know, connect with deep plays down the field.
Yep, the missing piece of the puzzle in my mind is getting Terry McLaurin under contract, but it hasn't stopped the front office from making moves. They got Trey Amos on a deal. It didn't look likely with all the second round picks kind of holding out. And they signed Von Miller. What's it like to see a future Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl MVP, in a Commander's uniform? Linnell, he might be chasing rings, but I've never seen that before in the burgundy and gold, at least in my lifetime. So I am all for it. What was it like to see Von Miller at training camp?
Yeah, it's honestly like a crazy thing when you think about Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Marshawn Lattimore, Laremy Tunsil. It's a group that, like, if this was 5 years ago, like, we'd be, you know, they'd be off limits coming off the field, right? Like, it's been really, really cool to see, though, how those guys have kind of gelled in. Von working right away with the first team defense opposite Frankie Louvu at defensive end. And that's more so my interest with Von, is like, how is he used? Is he more of a situational rusher? Is he going to be a guy that gets opportunity on first and second down? What I'll say about the defensive line group as a whole, I consider it to be a group that has eight starters, right? Because at least eight guys are going to play every game. You're starting four and then you're reserved four. The different combinations that you're going to see up front this year with the defensive line is definitely going to determine, you know, how successful this group is. The big key for this group, though, to me, is finishing ball games, right? Our guy John Kime of ESPN, you know, gave us these numbers late last week. Washington was 11th in the NFL in total sacks, but bottom three in the NFL in terms of fourth quarter sacks. So you bring in a guy like Von Miller to help close out football games. But just hearing him, you know, speak yesterday briefly on social media with the Next Man Up show that our guy Brian Colbert hosts, like, he's excited to be here. And I think the bigger thing that it kind of speaks to is just the environment that, you know, Dan Quinn and company have fostered here in the nation's capital, to where this is a, you know, now a premier destination to where guys want to go to finish out their career. And like you alluded to, ring chase. But I think it's going to be really cool to see. I think he's going to have a bigger impact than maybe people are giving him credit for. I think when you look at it at first blush, you look at the numbers over the past couple of years, not super impressive, but when you think about, you know, what this pass rush is missing, I would say it is a guy like Von Miller that can go win one-on-one consistently on third and long.
Yeah, I mean, the offense is the biggest storyline with Jaden Daniels and the weapons that he has, and then the focus is the defense and the edge rush as well as the secondary. But when you're trying to contend for the NFC title, when you're trying to win your division, you're keeping up with the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, all phases matter, including special teams. Any idea who could be the starting punt returner, kick returner, and how did the new kicker look in town?
Yeah, I think Jalen Lane is going to get the first crack at being the punt returner. It's something that he did, you know, in Blacksburg over the past several years. I think he's super dynamic with the football in his hands. That's an area, though, that I know Washington really honed in on last year, man. Like, with the new rule changes, I think they used it to their advantage when you talk about the way that they covered kicks and then the success that they were able to have on kickoff return. Austin Ekeler, before he got hurt, I mean, was amongst the top three or four guys in the NFL in terms of, you know, yards per kickoff return, and then got the chance to speak to Jeremy Reeves last year briefly. Jeremy Chinn, rather, last year briefly and during the season, and he was a guy that was your starting safety, right, Adam, but is also playing on the first team kickoff unit. So when you think about that, it's sort of like having that unit take the mentality of, hey, we set the tone for the entire football game. We come out, lay somebody out, and then the defense comes out to pick up off of that energy. I definitely think, and older fans out there will certainly appreciate this, special teams definitely a major part of the DNA of this football team. They do take it serious. They spend a lot of time working on special teams during practice, and for good reason. Last year showed up that they were one of the best special teams units in the NFL.
Linnell Willingham with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, talking Commanders training camp coverage. If you want more, follow him on social media, Nell_BTP. You can hear him on the Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, on Craig Hoffman, Chris Russell, on the Team 980, hosting his own show, Overtime. The man does not stop the grind. We love it here. And Dan Quinn spoke to the media. We played a little bit of it earlier today, and he talked about how he wants to ramp things up. What do you think DQ wants to accomplish in this first week of training camp?
Competition, man. I think this is the start of it all, right? He comes from, you know, that Pete Carroll coaching tree where the mantra is, you know, competition everywhere all the time, right? And I've bought into it too, man. I say it all the time, Adam. I want, you know, the cooks, you know, you're fighting and competing for who's got the juiciest steak. I want the janitors competing for who cleans the floor the best. And I think that competition and that mentality is permeated throughout this locker room to where there's competition. It feels like at every spot. One clear example of that, right? Your two highest draft picks from this year, Josh Connelly Jr. and Trey Amos, both not starting yet at this point. It's Andrew Wiley getting first-team reps at right tackle, and it's Jonathan Jones getting the outside corner reps opposite Marshawn Lattimore. That's about competition. Guys are going to have to earn it. We saw it last year with Brandon Coleman. We saw it last year with Jaden Daniels even, to where there was some speculation, like, why is this taking so long? It's just the way that they do business in Ashburn, and I think anybody that's had success at any level in life will tell you competition breeds excellence, right? When you know that the man next to you is, you know, pushing you for your job, is going to bring out the best in you, and I think, you know, that's what we're going to see throughout the year with this Commanders football team. It's just competition everywhere all the time.
Linnell, we'll close out by going back to the Terry McLaurin situation for the Washington Commanders. I think I want to know, do you believe this is Adam Peters' first mistake as general manager?
To call it a mistake is strong, but I think the big question mark, and it kind of got answered a little bit by Jeremy Fowler earlier this week, the big question mark that exists right now with these negotiations is what's actually been offered at this point. If the reports are true that Terry McLaurin and his camp are looking to eclipse $30 million annually, when you look at the receivers that are in that $30 million a year range, Terry McLaurin's right up there. Garrett Wilson just signed for $32 million annually. I think every executive across the NFL would tell you, hey, Garrett Wilson younger, but Terry a better wide receiver in this league. DK Metcalf earlier this year signed for $32.9 annually. I think people would tell you, yeah, younger receiver, but Terry better. What's being reported from Jeremy Fowler is that the Commanders are looking to give him a slight raise, not eclipse $30 million. So we're talking about an offer right now that's on the table. And I don't know this for sure, but these are the numbers that are being thrown around. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $26 to $27 million. If I'm Terry McLaurin, I continue to look at that DK Metcalf deal that got signed earlier that's $32.9 annually. And right now there's a massive gap between the two. because this hasn't happened. I will say this too, because I know you guys listen to the press conferences and all that. Adam Peters yesterday said that, you know, we've been in talks and contact in recent days. Sure they have, but if they pick up the phone, Terry's agent says, new deal yet? And they say no and hang up. Guess what? Conversation's been had. I think we're a long ways away from this thing being resolved. I continue to put percentages on it. I think there's a 65% chance that things get hashed out and Terry McLaurin, you know, eventually either shows up and holds in or they end up striking a deal. I do think there's a 35% chance that this thing gets volatile and that he holds out deep into the season, man. Holdouts are so rare at this point, man. The fact that he is willing to, you know, forego $50,000 per day kind of tells you where he is at right now, where things are at with these negotiations. When you spoke last week, Adam, the thing that stood out the most to me is that there hadn't been contact in over a month and a half. I'm no agent, neither are you. We're not NFLPA certified or anything like that. But if you're not talking, how do you get a deal done? So I am super curious to see how this thing plays out. I feel like locally we've taken this spin of, oh, it'll happen eventually, oh, it'll happen eventually, because that's what we want to happen. Luckily, as we've learned, you know, throughout our career, it doesn't always go the way that you want.
Linnell, great stuff, man. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother.
Yep, from training camp in Ashburn to Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. Our coverage continues next with Mitchell Melton, member of the 2025 Cavaliers, and the head coach Tony Elliott will sit down with us from the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat at 1:30. This is AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college football talk in town, and we are here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've taken the radio show with us, AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates, live from 2025 ACC kickoff, and joining us right now for UVA, Mitchell Melton. What's going on, Mitchell?
Doing good. Blessed to be here. Honored to represent this great university, and thank you for having me on, man.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and so you kind of answered my first question. Why UVA when you transferred?
I had a unique process getting recruited, especially trying to combat playing college football in the playoffs and also getting recruited by other college institutions. But with that, I decided to be transparent and communicated with my process and where I wanted to be at, and I think Virginia really responded to that the way I wanted to, in an honest, you know, communicative manner. And I think it made it really easy for them to jump out in my recruitment, and the rest is history.
Can you give us a little bit more details? Because we hear about the wild, wild west of the transfer portal, but that's such a great point there. Like, you were playing playoff games while other players were deciding where they were going to go.
Yeah, it was a second to none experience, but I'm grateful for it, I think, for sure. It was a lot of Zoom meetings because, you know, I couldn't really travel to visit these colleges. But like I said, Virginia really was second to none in the way in which they handled that and the way in which they made it personable, even still with the challenges I had, and it made it really easy.
What are your thoughts on the ACC?
It's a prestigious institution, and I'm so excited to play for it this upcoming season.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a great great universities play at the highest level like this, and they go to the playoffs where they can compete for a national championship just like anywhere else in the country, and I think I'm blessed to be here.
I mean, I agree with you. Look, I grew up rooting for a lot of teams in the ACC, of course, in Virginia, UVA, Virginia Tech. I mean, I feel like the ACC sometimes gets a bad rap, and of course, all eyes were on SMU and Clemson getting to the college football playoffs last year. What did your experience in the playoffs help you now coming to UVA?
It really helped understand that the only voice that matters is the one inside the locker room, and I think regardless of what everyone else says about the ACC, if Virginia itself worries about Virginia and produces at the level I know we can, then it's going to be a lot of people talking, and we're not going to worry about it because it's not going to matter because at the end of the day, it's about us. So I think for me, especially during the playoffs, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Just your experience playing in the playoffs.
Exactly.
How's that
going to
help you at UVA?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot, and I learned a lot about myself and the things I've been through. But at the same time, I think my experience is continually humbled by the experience of being here at Virginia and all the new people and the new experiences they have. So I think understanding that, like even regardless of where I came from, a lot of people came from different places and they can still benefit in the same ways.
Can you explain the little details, all right, for football fans that don't know because they haven't played at a high level?
Yeah.
What goes into being a good, strong pass rusher?
I like to coin a term called competitive excellence. It's making a play when your number is called. And I think the little detail is fine-tuning every little thing that's going to give you an advantage so when the time comes, you're going to be ready and able to make that play and dominate the highest level.
I'm sure you've heard how much UVA is desperate for a guy to get after the quarterback. What do you think about the Tony Elliott squad that he's got on the defensive side of the ball this year?
I'm really excited. These past 7 months, I've been pleasantly surprised by how great these guys are and how well they've been ready to work and put their head down and just block out any distractions and let greatness be on the forefront of their mind. And it's made my job kind of easy. I don't think I really had a job in that sense, but I guess like you said, with the experience I have, I understand what it takes. And even when I don't mess up, these guys still pick me up, and it's what you need as a team, and it's made me very excited for the fall.
For you individually, what's it going to take to play on Sundays?
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think understanding what my body needs day in and day out. Not only that, but what is needed for me for the team. It's probably the biggest thing going forward, but yeah, just maintaining my body at the highest level.
I want to go back to your answer a second ago about the little details.
Yeah.
And you said, like, making a play when your name is called.
Yeah.
Give me a little more thoughts about what you mean by that, because it's 11 guys on the field every play, and you're watching all of them. And I think I know what you mean, but give me a little more detail about it.
I think so a lot of times games come down to moments, and a lot of people can say that a game was won and lost in this moment or that moment. So I think understanding that moment's always coming, and you don't know when it's going to be, but the fact that you stay ready for each moment, that means you'll be successful no matter what. So that's pretty much what I mean by that.
I love the answer, man. I know you got to go, but I've enjoyed this conversation a ton. Good luck this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's Home for the Hoos. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, taking the show with us on the road as you can with the free Odyssey app, live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. And I just thought we had a terrific conversation with quarterback Chandler Morris. And now joining us is the head coach, Tony Elliott, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat. What's going on, Coach?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I always love sitting down with you here at ACC Kickoff. And once again, a very sharp suit, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. The wife picked it out, so I'm not going to take credit for it.
All right, so why don't you explain a little bit about the guys that you brought with you here today?
Yeah, so you just had a chance to hear from Chandler Morris, and I think you kind of see why we brought him. He's a veteran guy with a ton of experience. Looking for an opportunity to kind of get back to the Power Four and lead a program to some victories. So obviously, you know, he's an easy choice for us. And you got Noah Josie, a young man that's played some really good football for us on the offensive line, played multiple positions. He's been with us the entire time. The staff has been in Charlottesville and really been instrumental in the transition from a culture standpoint in the locker room. Same thing with Jock Carter, another young man that's played a lot of football for us, made a lot of plays. So excited to have both of those guys. And then Mitchell Melton is a transfer that came in from Ohio State, and he's a guy that instantly walked in the door with credibility, but he's been, you know, day in and day out kind of proving, you know, that he's worthy of that recognition, that credibility that he brings in the door.
Joined by head coach of UVA football, Tony Elliott. So I started in Richmond June 2022.
There you go.
And you were starting there at UVA.
Yep.
During your time, what have you felt like you've built in this program?
Yeah, so I think just you look at the program and the support areas that you need to invest in and develop. I feel like we've built that. We've got a new facility, right? We've completely revamped the nutrition. I think we've elevated the standard of performance in the classroom. You know, with our guys, with the way that they're performing in the classroom. I think the strength and conditioning aspect of our program has gone to a whole different level. And so my hope is that now that we got those support areas the way that we need them, it's going to manifest into success on the field.
And you bring in a quarterback with a lot of experience. Yep. And, I mean, just from talking with him, I know he's fired up to be back in a big-time conference.
Oh, yeah.
What have you seen from his experience and all these different stops that make you think he is going to have success in the ACC?
Well, I think our league, I believe it's the best league in the country. I mean, it's competitive week to week. I mean, from top to bottom, and there's a lot of balance. So you're going to have to be able to go with the flow, the ups and downs. You're going to have to overcome adversity. You're going to have to learn how to handle success. And he's done that throughout his career at all of his stops, going from a younger guy beating out an older guy to sustaining injury, right, to having to kind of transition to another school, to resurrecting his career at North Texas to now moving back up. So just the intangibles that you can't measure, you know that he has those.
I wonder, do you have any idea of what position group you think would be the strongest for UVA this year?
There's the position group that I think could be the strongest. Man, I'm hoping it's the defensive line, right, okay, followed by the offensive line. If we can get those two position groups to lead the way, then I think we have a chance to ultimately have the type of season that we're capable of.
Yeah, I mean, you need some guys to get some sacks bring in Mitchell Melton.
Sacks and stop the run, and then I need guys on the back end to intercept the ball. I need some linebackers to strip the ball and create some turnovers, create some short fields for the offense. So I think it, but also too, I need the leadership of the guys in the trenches. The best teams that I've been a part of, you know, in my career, the championship teams, they were led from what we call the inside out, from the D-line and the O-line.
Can you talk about meeting Chandler Morris when he was a kid? Because he told us about how his relationship started with you when he was like 11 years old.
Yeah, so first day on the job, my job assignment is to go pick his dad up from the airport and make sure that I get him to Clemson safely in the middle of an ice storm. So that was my first day on the job, and then having a chance to meet Paula and his sister McKenzie and him. And, you know, he was a young guy then, and then to watch him run around out at our practices and just to see that competitive fire that he has in him, and then we'd watch him in our summer camps go out there and just command the field in the air ball games with high school kids, and he's just an elementary kid. So you knew that he was made of the right stuff. And then he went, Chad left, and they moved away to Texas, and then he went to Texas and he built himself up as an athlete. So it's just been fun to watch it all come full circle.
Yeah, it'd certainly be awesome for him to close out his college career with a lot of success at UVA. What is the message in the locker room for the group this season?
We got to become a team. We got to become a team. We got to have great leadership, and then we got to be committed. So, you know, those are kind of the three focal points for us. We call it TLC, Team Leadership Commitment. So this team needs a little bit of TLC. And, you know, I know some people might think that's tender, love, and care. But we need that too. But really, it's team leadership and commitment.
Can you talk a little bit about how the facilities have helped?
Yeah, the facilities are awesome. I think you just, when you walk into a new facility and it smells nice. So imagine like coming in here to set up for your day at work, and the lighting is nice. It smells good. The floors are clean. Like, that kind of sets the tempo for the day, right? Flip side, if you don't walk into an environment like that, then they could set the tempo in a bad way. So having a nice brand new facility, it just kind of puts a little more pep in your step. And then it also signifies to recruits and transfer guys that when they show up, they're like, oh, wow, there's an investment here at the University of Virginia. They're serious about making sure that we have the best resources for our football players.
Yeah, it's just another thing, another That's notch right. in the belt to help you want to work out, want right. to, you know, That's grind right. every single day. We'll close out with this. I mean, the ACC, the Conference of Quarterbacks, and you can stamp that when you have the number one overall pick.
That's right.
At the end of the season, what do you think they will be talking about Chandler Morris in terms of one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC? Can he get up there to 1, 2, or 3?
I think it's possible, right? He's proven that. You know, he beat out a veteran that later leads a team to a national championship game. So I think he's got he's made of the right stuff. He's got the ability. He's got the experience. Now he just needs to get the supporting cast, which he will, to support him. And then we got to do our part to help him, because even though you're talking about the quarterback doesn't become the number one overall pick without the other guys around him. So he has a big job. But he also needs a supporting cast. So I'm excited to see how these guys are going to support him as he leads our team.
We're live and local in Richmond, Virginia. Huge fan base for UVA there. What would be your message to the fan base for this upcoming season?
We need you. You know, we need you. There's been a lot of people that have stepped up to really support and provide the resources. Now what we need is, man, we need a packed house. Man, Scott Stadium has the ability to have one of the most electric environments in the country, and we need to prove that week in and week out. We need to win our state, right? And we start that by making sure that when guys from our state come to a game in Charlottesville, man, it's a packed house.
Yeah.
These guys are working hard to make sure that when you do that and you show up, you'll be entertained.
What can you do to help make sure it is a packed house? Because it's been a conversation for sure.
Yeah, I mean, one, we got to put a great product on the field, right? And the biggest thing is understanding that everybody's role is important, right? And we got to do our role, which, man, we've been hard at work. The administration has done its role in providing the resources and the support to be able to build a facility, upgrade the stadium, right, create a great fan experience. And so now the next piece is, just got to be committed to showing up the same way that I'm asking these players to be committed day in and day out to their best, to sacrifice, to block out the noises. Then we can't make excuses, and there's no reason. Man, think about it. Man, think about some of your best memories. It's a packed house at Scott Stadium. That just needs to be who we are.
Well said, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thank you.
As head coach of UVA, Tony Elliott, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college football talk in town. Your home for the Hoos, your home for the Hokies. And joining us right now is the executive director of the National Sports Media Association, our buddy Dave Gorin. What's going on, Dave?
What's up, Adam?
Here Steve. With Hokie Steve, as well as we are here to talk a little Hokies, a little UVA. I want to start with UVA because I was impressed by Chandler Morris, and I do feel like this is a massive season for head coach Tony Elliott. And it's like, you know, they might not have the future at the quarterback position, but they have this year at the quarterback position lined up.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what the season brings everywhere in college football, because I've had numerous conversations with people, and you just don't know what you're going to get anywhere with the new system that's in place. I mean,
yeah.
It used to be build a program. Now you have to build a one-year program every right. year. And so is it good to have the best players? Yes. Then we have to figure out, and the coaches have to figure out how to make them all work together.
Yeah, I mean, how do you project it? You would have been wrong about Florida State last year if you had done a prediction before the season. It's so difficult with the NIL and the transfer portal. But I do feel like, you know, we mentioned Chandler Morris. The ACC has done a good job with bringing in quarterbacks at the transfer portal. And, you know, Miami, Cam Ward, he's gone. Now in comes Carson Beck. There's a lot of talent at the quarterback position in the ACC.
Yeah, and they've used the transfer portal well. I'm interested to see, as a sideline reporter for Wake Forest, you know, Jake Dickert comes in from Washington State. You have a couple transfer guys in there. The guy that had been the highly recruited prize freshman, redshirt freshman, transfers out. And now, you know, there's a battle between two guys, and we still don't know as of today who will come out of that and start. And will whoever does win that battle be good enough? And then will there be a midseason change?
Joined by Dave Gorin, I'm Adam Epstein, here with Hokie Steve as well.
Yeah, Dave, obviously the Dave Clawson era came to an end, maybe a little bit unexpected, but it did come to an end after 11 years, and certainly he put his footprint on that program, Wake Forest football. Now you have Coach Jake Dickert coming over from Washington State, and talk about just the change that you guys will have this fall.
Yeah, I mean, every guy who comes in has a different personality and a different plan. Especially at Wake Forest, as you guys know, when it's the smallest Power Four school, football playing school in the country, you have to do things differently when you have that kind of academic restrictions, requirements, whatever. And teaching a class there now for the last 8 falls, you know, I see it in practice. That's not in football practice, but how they put it into practice. And so you have to have coaches who can think outside the box, or at least have a plan that's a little bit different. So, you know, Clawson's regime came up with that slow mesh option offense. You know, I think a lot of people thought they used it all the time. They didn't, but they used it to keep defenses off balance.
Right.
And give a different look that you can't practice for every week. And so now Jake Dickert comes in with a different offense, a little more wide open, a little more pass happy. And I'm interested to see it. He's brought in a lot of guys, has brought a lot of guys with him from Washington State and had success there, which is, you know, Pullman, Washington's not an easy place to recruit to as well. So I think John Curry did his homework, the athletic director, in bringing in a guy who knows that you have to be a beat, you have to have a plan, and you have to do things a little differently. And now we'll see.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, coming from Washington State, his last two quarterbacks, Cam Ward, John Mateer. Two pretty good names, especially, you know, Cam Ward goes number one, John Mateer is now at Oklahoma. Robbie Ashford comes over from South Carolina. Deshaun Purdy comes over from Charlotte. Obviously the quarterback battle right there. You know, Robbie Ashford has been at Auburn, Oregon, South Carolina, and now Wake Forest. That's just the nature of the beast today, right?
Correct. And you wonder, normally it takes a quarterback a little while to get into a system, learn it, and then have it become second nature. Now you're going to have to do it with these guys in 1 or maybe 2 years. It's like, how do you do that? And so you have to have, I mean, somebody there has got to be the quarterback whisperer on the staff,
right?
And yeah, to me, that's the fun of football, is with 100 guys on the roster and, you know, 11 and 11 plus special teams. I love the chess game of football. And, you know, especially now in this NIL portal era, you're going to see it constantly, and I love that.
Dave Gorin with us here, Executive Director of the National Sports Media Association, sidelines for Wake Forest Radio. You know, I want to get your thoughts on the state of the ACC. Last year, it was the talk about the lawsuits. This year, is there maybe a little bit of momentum with no lawsuits and two teams that got into the college football playoffs? And I think there's enough talent here to maybe have a national champion if it works out for Clemson.
Yeah. Again, we don't know sitting here today, right?
Yeah.
and we can pontificate and predict, prognosticate all we want. We won't know till they start playing. I think the ACC gets a little bit of the short stick. Having said that, in the publicity on the publicity side, having said that, you need to win the early season non-conference big matchups. Right. You just have to, because that becomes who you are for the rest of the season, like it or not. Who you are in November is usually not who you were in September, for the most part. But in the media consciousness and in the fan consciousness, it kind of is.
Yeah.
So you have to play that perception game. That's why the conferences have, you know, media relations staffs. That's what they should do. That should also be the message to each individual school, without BSing people, because people can see through that. But what I've loved about the ACC in years where other people say they're down is the competitiveness of every game. It's like, as a fan, isn't that what you want? Do you want to see 62? You want to see your team win 62-0 every year? Okay, you do. But when you go to a game, you want to see a good game.
Yeah.
You want to see an exciting game, and I think that's what the ACC usually produces, and I think that's maybe what they need to market more.
Hokie, Steve, and I were already going through those week one matchups.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many massive opportunities for the ACC. What is the one that you would circle?
I would have to look at the schedule. I haven't, honestly, until we get to, like, the day before, I don't even look at
Clemson, it. Clemson, LSU is the big one.
Yeah.
Florida State, Alabama. Of course, we talked about Virginia Tech, South Carolina. That's the Beamer Bowl right there.
Oh, yeah. Then there's that one Monday night.
Yeah.
TCU and Chapel Hill against Coach B in the Tar Heels.
Now, every year, so Labor Day night is, what, my second week of class, I think? Second
Correct,
or third
yeah.
week.
Correct, yeah.
And we watch the game. And my class is Monday nights. So we will watch the first quarter of that game, not for the game, but for the announcers and how they, you know, it's almost like early. This is how they do production of a game. And I'm commentating while the game's going on. So now there are 7,000 voices, and all the football players in my class are like, those are all great games. I mean,
Notre Dame, Miami also.
Yeah.
That's on the schedule. So
the pseudo ACC team.
That's
but
correct.
Like, how crucial is it for the ACC to get one of those big wins?
Very crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what I just said. Absolutely. You need to win a couple of those,
yeah.
a few of those. And even, you know, my alma mater, Syracuse, playing at Tennessee. No, where is that?
That's
in Atlanta.
That's a Mercedes-Benz,
that's
too.
That's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That would be a nice one for Fran
the
Brown.
The ACC can't go, like, 1-5 in this group.
I mean,
we got six games, seven games. They've got to go at, you know, 3-3. We take it, right? 2-4, but you can't go, like, 1-5.
I
just
agree.
You can't do it.
Best case scenario is you go over 500, maybe.
That would be great. We take that,
two.
Too. We take that, too, especially the second game down in Atlanta that weekend.
And that Monday night game. I am so looking forward to seeing how the Bill Belichick experiment works in Chapel Hill. I think that was a great risk for them to take. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works.
And, I mean, I think it's going to work defensively,
uh-huh.
but is Gio Lopez the right quarterback?
Yeah.
We're all wondering, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A little bit different in South Alabama than Chapel Hill. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And different in Chapel Hill than in Foxborough.
Very true.
But speaking of Bill, what do you think of the influx of NFL coaches to the ACC? Frank Reich's here. Bill O'Brien was here. Last year we spoke with him, and now Bill Belichick.
It's very interesting. It's fun to see how – now, most of them coached in college before, and all three of those guys have. So it's interesting to see – they got or played or coached in the NFL and got a different perspective, and then coming back to the college game, you know, what do they introduce back into it that they learned in the pros?
Would you say that now college football is closer than it's ever been to the NFL?
No question.
Yeah.
I think all of college sports now is closer to professional. It is professional sports. You know, I've bemoaned the state of even college basketball the last 5 years is becoming so much more like the NBA. You know, I grew up on, I'm going to sound like the old guy here, they always ran. I mean, I grew up a Celtics fan in Massachusetts. I love the way they got the ball up court. Off the glass, outlet, get up the court. I like motion. My favorite sport is hockey, and I like up and down the ice. I don't care if you score a goal or not. I just want to see, you know, moving up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Go. And that's the kind of game I like. You know, that kind of, you know, run and shoot football is fun to watch, right? But you're going to kill your defense, and you're going to kill your off. You're going to, by doing that and scoring a lot of points, your defense is on the field a lot. right? If you score a lot of touchdowns, people don't think about that. You look at stats and say, well, this defense is giving up so many yards. Well, that's because your offense is scoring so many points around the field all the time.
Yeah. Steve, I'm interested. Would you be able to give us insight on how NIL has changed the student athlete that you deal with as a professor?
I didn't notice. I haven't noticed it a whole lot yet.
So it's not like they're walking in with chains now.
Well,
Dave?
I had Damon Claiborne in my class last year. I just saw his watch. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I had to put my sunglasses on.
He had 1,000 yards last year. He's worth it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's anyone among us who argues that they should not be paid for their name, image, and likeness. True NIL. The pendulum has swung way past that.
Right.
And it, as hard to govern as we've seen that it is, I don't know how long it's going to take, but
the NCAA, just my opinion here, but they just kicked the can down the road for so long, and they didn't address it when they needed to address it, and it finally just completely, instead of a gradual shift to where we're going, it almost flipped on a switch on a dime like that.
Yeah, and there's no saying whether had they addressed it earlier, whether it still would have passed legal muster.
Right.
And they wouldn't still be fighting about it. And, I mean, you could argue we'd be further down the road with a solution. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's way beyond my scope of legal understanding.
The genie's out of the bottle. It's not going back.
That's correct.
Yeah, the toothpaste is out.
No doubt.
It's out of the tube.
And the horse, isn't going back in the barn either.
All the cliches are true. All of those things.
Dave, really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Happy to do it. Good to see you guys.
Thanks, Dave.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.